When you think about Mary's life, she's always on a journey that's tending towards going higher, towards going upwards. Sometimes, though, that's a joy. Sometimes it's a struggle. But there's this trajectory in Mary's life. In our gospel today, having recently received the message of the Archangel Gabriel and giving her great yes, her great fiat, you know, then she goes up to the hill country to be with her cousin Elizabeth, to help her in her pregnancy, and to also then share the great joy and the great news of her own. And then a bit later, she'll go up to Bethlehem because of that census. And there, in obscurity and vulnerability, she'll deliver Jesus, the Messiah. Later on, she'll go then up to the temple, first with her infant son to present him for that consecration that Jewish mothers do. And there, going up to the temple, she'll also learn how she herself, being a part of Jesus' mission, that she herself will be pierced by a sword of sorrow with that. And later on, she'll go back up to that temple, now looking for her son, a youth, and confounded, having to learn how much he yearns and how much he needs to be about his heavenly Father's business. And then much later, she'll go up again, but now to Golgotha, the place of the skull, following her son, and there to be present as her son is crucified before her eyes. And then a short while later, she goes again now to the upper room with the disciples to pray that now her risen son, our resurrected Lord, would send power from on high, send the Holy Spirit as he promised he would, and how that happens at Pentecost. So you can see how Mary just keeps going up. And so it makes sense how the assumption is now the next step, the next way of her upward journey, always so connected with her son. What is the assumption? Let me go back to the catechism, which quotes from Pius XII, who gave the formal definition of this beautiful mystery in 1950. He says this: "Finally, the Immaculate Virgin preserved free from all stain of original sin, when the course of her earthly life was finished, was taken up, body and soul, into heavenly glory, and exalted by the Lord as queen over all things, so that she might be the more fully conformed to her Son, the Lord of lords and conqueror of sin and death." The Catechism continues and says, "The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is a singular participation in her Son's resurrection and an anticipation of the resurrection of other Christians." And so the Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed, taken up body and soul. This is a work by God, not something that Mary accomplishes, but rather this is this beautiful act of God assuming her upwards into heavenly life, into heavenly glory, body and soul. What are the reasons for this? Well, the first, I would say, is he wanted to show that this gracious favor to Mary, who is so intimately linked with her son, who is preserved free from all stain, original sin, immaculately conceived in order to be that vessel through whom the Son of God would enter into the world, so connected to him and him as conqueror of sin and death, that she was conceived without sin and she did not have to taste the bitter sorrow and corruption of death, though she certainly tasted it in a way where she was with Jesus in his crucifixion. And so our Lord, at the close of her life, as Pius XII says, when her earthly life was finished, she was taken up in this beautiful, gracious gesture of the Lord. That this woman who had been such a companion, queen mother, as she'd be known in the ancient Jewish world, would continue on into her son's victory as well. Pope Francis notes that the Assumption shows how wonderfully God blesses and has care for those who are poor and lowly. The little ones, like Mary of Nazareth, who the world would hold in no esteem and give no account to. Just some girl in some nowhere village among a nowhere people. You know, Caesar Augustus, what we'd have to do with somebody like her. But our Lord loves to turn things on their head, to bless the lowly, the ones who truly depend on him, because in depending upon him, his power, his grace shines forth. And so now, Mary reigns with Jesus in her assumption. And then another reason why our Lord did this beautiful gift of assuming Mary, was because God wanted to demonstrate through her the goodness he would eventually extend to us all. Now, of course, this was, as the Catechism says, a singular participation in her son's resurrection. You know, I hate to break it to you, you're not going to get assumed into heaven. I boldly extend that out there. Neither will I. But God offers us the gift of resurrected life, of heavenly life, that is body and soul in perfect unity, in glory, in the Spirit. And if Mary kind of arrived at that in that singular way of the assumption, that is a gift the Lord wants to extend to us in our own way, in the resurrection of the dead. And so God is showing us, you know, that this great goodness that he wants to give to us, as well as how he wants us to dwell with him, you know, and how he wishes to dwell with us. Pope Benedict, in meditating on the assumption, he would say that the assumption of Mary shows that God has eternal love and welcome for humanity, wishing to dwell with us and that we would be with him. Pope Benedict says, in the assumption, we see that in God, there is space for man. You know, drawn intimately into that triune life of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus, fully God, fully man, leads the way of bringing humanity into the life of God and then draws Mary with him. Now, while we will not be assumed, we will be raised from the dead, body and soul, into heavenly glory. So there's this analogy between Mary and her assumption and then the gift of resurrection that God wishes to give to us. And I think that analogy then extends, because this all arises because Mary was immaculately conceived, free of sin, totally given over to Christ and his mission. And so we too, if we want that resurrected life, must in our own way be freed from sin. Now, she was preserved from sin through her conception. We, on the other hand, are freed from sin by receiving the grace of God in this life through baptism, through confession, through the sacraments, through the grace of God. And if there are any lingering effects of sin already confessed and forgiven and that we haven't done penance for, yes, then there's also that purification of purgatory, so that we can be prepared for this life God wants to give us. And so if Mary was always accompanying Jesus, always with him in his life, so too we need that. And we need to be freed from our sin and the effects of that sin, that ourselves then can be prepared for the glory the Lord wishes to give us. And so in the end, the assumption is a call to us for our own holiness, that we'd be prepared for the gift of resurrected life God wishes to show us. Our opening prayer speaks about, it quotes from St. Paul in his letter to the Colossians, to seek the things that are above, to set your minds on things that are above. And that's what this day is all about. Maybe it's to strengthen, bolster, expand our Catholic vision of reality away from just simply the crass materialism of our society, the horribly claustrophobic vision of what's real and what matters. And so in the end, so despairing to think that only this life is real and matters, and that only this life has things that are worth striving for, when the Christian vision is that, yes, this life is a gift from God, but it's a first gift leading us to a greater one. And we have the resurrection of Jesus Christ to show us that. And so the assumption is to help us set our minds on things that are above. And yes, pursuing our life here. Yes, you know, living it out and the relationships we have here. But always mindful of the greater reality that God has prepared for us. And so my brothers and sisters, may the assumption again open our minds, open our hearts to what God is really doing and preparing and offers us, that we would know that and love that and desire that and be open to that and repent where we need to be able to receive that. May the celebration of Mary's assumption indeed help us to set our minds on things that are above, so we may truly live this current earthly life in faith, hope, and charity, and be prepared for the glory to come.